Yo, what up, street dogs? Eric Kim. So, wanted to share with you a practical idea on why make art during times of calamity. So, this is interesting. Like, I feel like right now, because this whole, you know, zombie apocalypse, whatever, or Y2K, everyone's currently in a state of pandemonium. Everyone's currently in a state of like mass hysteria. And I'm just kind of curious, in the midst of all this, you know, what's the point of everything? To me, it's really fascinating because it gives us a unique opportunity to really rethink what we care for in life, what's important, and also for us to think deeper philosophical thoughts. So in the context of art is interesting because generally I think when you think of art, we think it's just, you know, people who have this godlike inspiration and genetic propensity to put things together that makes them like above us regular human beings, and somehow this like divine like inspiration and motivation is what puts them on a different level. Now, I think it's interesting because I don't believe that art is for the privileged few. Essentially, to me, an artwork is literally anything you make. So for example, an artwork could be a painting you've made as like a 2-year-old kid. An artwork could be a poem. An artwork could be a photograph, and it could be shot with an iPhone. So to me, an artwork is really just like something that you just make. A creation is an artwork. A child is an artwork. And even when you think about the ancient Greek, so there's like kind of like two notions of art, which is interesting. So in Latin, there's a notion of ars. Ars means, essentially it's more of like about technique. It's like, how do you put things together? How do you hew things together? And it's an interesting idea because it's very different from our modern notion of art, which is more of like, you know, painting or epic poem or whatever. And I'm kind of curious, like, you know, essentially in moments of calamity where we're just kind of fighting for food and survival, I think actually right now is the most important time to make artworks. Because what is an artwork? An artwork is a poem, it's a piece of writing. Like, you know, as a historian, when you write something, that is an artwork. And assuming this is a very important time in human history, I think it's really important that we write about this, we share our experiences, and for the benefit of future generations of humans, because our life is not that important. The whole mass and the future development of humanity is far more important. And so, you know, I bet you historians 100, 200, 300, 1,000, 5,000, 10,000 years from now will be like, oh, you look at this coronavirus version 1.0, this is before like half of humanity was killed or whatever it may be. It's even funny because I'm like reading older histories, like history of the Peloponnesian War and stuff like that, and it just seems so distant that, but like it still does involve humanity, and I think humanity is the goal, Homo sapiens is the goal, and the hopefully indefinite human thriving and survival and thrivival is kind of key. But anyways, so I know for myself personally, I've been actually far more productive during moments of crisis like this. Like, I don't actually think I thrive in structure. I don't thrive in regularity. I don't thrive in planning. And actually, it's when things are getting a little shaken up and chaotic where I personally thrive to my personal maximum. And I don't know, like, I'm starting to wonder, like, if that's kind of more of the natural way of things. So example, like a child never plans anything and creates to-do lists and stuff like this. This is all the things that the kids learn in school. And generally I think kids like adventure, they like conquest, they like playing, they like, you know, free spiritedness, whatever. And then somehow when we get put into K through 12 education and then college and then employment, there's something about the human psyche which kind of dies, which is to me quite depressing. But anyways, and so if we think about our photos or our pictures or our poems or anything we create right now, or blog posts, whatever, let's assume these are all artworks. It's really important for future generations of humanity to benefit from us. And also just for myself personally, like, I have fun when I'm doing it. Like, even me shooting these vlogs and videos and blog posts I do, it gives me a huge sense of joy because it's just intuitively fun in for itself. And sometimes what I'll actually even do is I'll replay the videos and just listen to them myself. And then based on what I've listened to, it actually sparks a new idea for me to create a new blog post or whatever like that. And actually, even as a blogger, vlogger, you know, artist, philosopher, illustrator, or whatever, I just want to be physiologically happy or physiologically, you know, power overwhelming, where I have lots of physiological energy to create things, to make things, to wonder, to just kind of like live, feel as if my muscles, my artistic spirit, my everything is thriving to a different level. It's flourishing, it's becoming more epic. Power overwhelming seems like my personal goal in, you know, art and just philosophy and stuff like that. And so yeah, I think right now it's gonna be a really great opportunity for you. Is you could finally use this chance to, you know, write, to start a website, to, and you know, like, I don't know where you live right now, but I still assume you could still, like, go outside and exercise or go to the park or go hiking or something like that. So actually, some of my best thoughts are given genesis when I'm walking. So even, you know, here, at least here in Providence, Rhode Island, you know, no one's freaking welding the doors, our doors to our building shut. So I can still enjoy the beautiful sun. I can still enjoy the rustling of leaves, of birds, sparkling water behind me, whatever. And so the more I walk, the more I could think, the more I think I could, you know, find inner inspiration or motivation to write, create, share turbo thoughts. And I know my own personal turbo thoughts propels me, and I also hope that it propels you.